So we've got that. What about pipe tobacco?
Yeah, I think the difference between now and then was my grandfather used to say, "Well, can you go to it was a shop in Crossgates called Alf Guy's. Can you go and get me my tobacco as
Yes.
a little, child,
What did you get
a
him?
Condor? He used to
Oh,
smoke
yes.
Condor,
Condor,
yeah.
and I thought the smell of that was quite nice, actually.
My father was a St. Bruno man.
My dad was St. Bruno,
And
yes. Yeah.
used to buy it in flakes.
Flakes.
When you open the packet up,
It
they
smelt
were all
of
flaked
flake,
and
yes, yeah.
pre-cut.
Whiskey flake, one of those was called a whiskey flake. I remember that.
Oh,
That
no.
smelt nice. And then he used to use something in a tin called baby's bottom. Honestly. Because we didn't believe him and they showed us the tin or the packet. And that was really nicely scented.
The worst I ever heard of was my father came over and said, "I don't know how he smokes it." A chap used to, at our local church, used to smoke what was called warhorse, a plug tobacco, he called it. And you literally cut the stuff off and smoked it. And it was a very heavy smoke.
Kind of a clan.
Oh yes, clan. That was a good one. It had a tartan
It was
packet,
a
didn't it?
tartan,
Yes,
which
yeah.
was
Yes,
very
that was, it
scented and
did.
quite
Yes,
pleasant.
yeah.
My father had a pipe in the 70s and eighties, and he would buy the tobacco from kids on Austhorpe Road or Moran Gration on Station
By
Road, if
kids,
any.
that's the name of the shop.
That's the name of the shop. Kids, yeah, but
Yeah.
not from kids, yeah. If anybody, yeah.
I did think for a moment.
On Moran Gration by Crossgate Station, and it was Player's Medium Ready Rubbed, because he used to bring it, he came in a tin, quite a
Yes.
small tin, and we used to play with the tins as kids when they'd
Yes, a
finished
good
with it.
souvenir.
And it came in like a cake.
Solid, or
No,
was
no.
it?
So it came in like a bun case inside, and the
That's
tobacco was
right.
in a bun
Yes,
case,
I
and then the
remember.
bun case
Yes,
was in
that's
the
right.
tin, and it was lovely. It was ready rubbed, so it
Oh, I
smelled
see. Yeah,
beautiful, and
yes.
but it was a disgusting habit,
Yeah.
the
Well,
pipe
now,
cleaners. And,
what do you do with your tobacco when you've rubbed it up in your hand and you've got enough for your pipe? You have to have a pouch. When did you last see a pouch?
There's one in our drawer.
I've got one in the drawer as well.
Unused.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kept
I expect
it
Jack used
as
it, I don't know.
Memory of
My father smoked Erin Moore. You've never mentioned that.
Yes.
Oh,
But
yes.
I think Erin Moore must have been quite cheap because we were poor.
It's Irish, isn't it?
Is it Irish? Oh, we're not
Yeah,
Irish.
like
Yeah.
that.
It's like the
Yeah.
sweet avoca. That's an Irish cigarette.
And my mother used to give him some money at the end of the week because if he didn't have his tobacco, he was like a bear with a sore head. That's what she
Yes.
said.
Yes.
So possibly we didn't do so well because Dad always, and I think he smoked quite a lot. Unfortunately, by the time he was 50, he died from lung cancer.
Yes.
And it was
Well,
through his smoking.
yeah.
And, sorry, plus asbestos on the railways.
Oh,
The two
yes.
together.
Could be either, couldn't it?
Yeah. Does anyone remember seeing anybody using snuff?
Yes.
Yes.
I had a chap who worked with me
Yeah.
used to
Chap
use
who,
it.
well, in fact, I had a room in his house. He bought it when the office in Crossgates closed and we were all transferred down to Keighworth near Nottingham. He bought a house down there and I rented a room in his house and he took snuff. And that's, in the 1980s.
Yeah. What
So,
was his
and he also,
background?
I have to say, he also died of cancer.
Yeah. What was his background? Was he ex-Navy or?
Gordon? No. No, geologist.
Wow.
He did, did a degree in geology and came work for the Geological Survey. I
Right.
presume
I just wonder
he
if there
might
was a
have done
pattern.
National Service. A bit older than me,
Yeah.
not much.
So the fellow I knew who took snuff had been in the Palestine police force at the end of the war. And I just wonder whether it was something he gathered from being out there.
I think, but with Gordon, it was a way of being different.
Yeah. It was an appalling habit. You know, sneezing into your handkerchief.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Vile stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was the point of
snuff? You know, it's a way of taking nicotine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Peter used to sell it well up into the 90s, and we sold quite a bit of it. Used to sell Hedges snuff and Top Mill.
Oh, mm. Right. Now, I'm not sure if it's still legal to sell it. I've tried to find out from the internet, and it was all very vague.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Can't get it on Amazon then.
Well, it's mentioned on Amazon, oh. but whether you can buy it in this country or not, I don't know.
The only person that I can ever recollect seeing having snuff is it was our next door neighbour when I lived in the Fernvilles, and you know, in the sort of 70s, 80s, he'd always take snuff. I mean, whether he ever smoked, he certainly never smoked to my recollection. So.
I just wonder whether it goes back to this business that miners can't smoke, you know, underground, and this is a way of taking it into tobacco.
Well, I mean, he worked at the Yorkshire Post as a, you know, machine minder. So I suppose there again, you see, it's the sort of thing you can be sort of taking some snuff when you're working there.
But I can't imagine.
He used to sort of frown on smoking in the machine room because the paper, would actually be combustible.
But if people are sneezing from snuff over the newspaper newsprint as again, it just doesn't.
It was very dusty in the machine room.
Oh.
So that's probably why I did take the snuff.
Clearing his system.
Goes back to
the miners, but doesn't it?
Can I go back to the smoking? My dad smoked in the army.
Yeah.
And I've got photographs of him smoking, and he was in Palestine.
Right.
And he was in Egypt.
Yes.
So he must have got the tobacco from somewhere.
And he was in the army as opposed to the navy.
Army, definitely, yes.
Yeah, because the navy, until very, very recently, had a free ration of tobacco. You know, this is a privilege of being a free rum, well, of so much rum and tobacco.
Are you sure it was free?
No, not free. Well, yes, you
I can tell you how much it was.
Oh,
were you in the neighborhood?
Yes, I was.
Well, when were you in? And
the 1950s.
Yeah. Did you get a ration at all?
Well, when you were at sea, it didn't matter. Because you were in a completely duty-free area.
Yeah.
But every shore establishment, which has the name of a ship,
yes,
was considered to be duty-free. And there was an allowance of 600 cigarettes a month at 2 and 2 pence for 200.
I presume you smoked.
No, I didn't smoke.
You didn't?
I was still entitled to the allowance.
So you came out rich.
No, that...
Yeah, and the rum, there were certain times when it was given free, wasn't it?
It's always free. When I was in, it was free.
The rum,
they don't. I mean, it doesn't happen now, does it?
No, it stopped recently, didn't it?
Yeah.
No,
that was at lunchtime.
Right.
And the lower decks was watered down. Was the petty officers used to get it neat.
Privilege.
So it was about that much of that you used to get. You know, but it was about a third water.
Wow.
And theoretically you had to drink it. There was no sort of storing it.
No. And did people tend to smoke while they drank it?
Everyone smoked, didn't they? Everyone smoked with me.
Yes. Oh, interesting. And cigars. I haven't mentioned cigars other than initially. There was a time when there was a rumour that cigarettes were bad for you, and the word got round that it was safe if you smoked cigars. Mm. And there was a campaign on television for selling I can't remember the name of now, the catchy little tune that you'd have.
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, that's it.
Yes.
Air
and G-string.
Yeah. It was the relaxation thing, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah.
So, right. But that didn't last, did it? And you, when did you last see a cigar smoker? Sort of enjoying.
Oh, yes.
On a boat. And he smoked.
On a boat?
Yep. You could smell him quite a few decks away.
Yes.
Had this great big long cigar. Yes.
Now, I don't know, some members of the society here will remember we had a smoker in the early days of the society. He was the man from Thorner, yes, yes. He used to sit towards the back and light up his cigars. And, oh, most people objected, but we couldn't really say, get out, because he was the lord of the manor.
Oh. That's right, yes. Yes.
Mr. Franks, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But as the only person ever known smoke in the society meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
Harold, yes. Thinking of that reminds me that when... when we went to a formal dinner back in the, well, even into the, 80s, 90s, then you were not allowed to smoke until the loyal toast.
Mm-hmm. True, had been, yes.
And
yes.
So there was, I was often a toastmaster. It was one of these sort of events. And I bang my gavel and then call for the president to propose the loyal toast. Then afterwards, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you may smoke.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I haven't been to a do like that for some time, so I've no idea whether that's still the case. Has anybody?
No, that function has become much more informal now.
Yes.
No,
yes. Actually, I'm working towards the decline of smoking through legislation.
Mm. I think with cigars, I mean, you sort of associate sort of the sort of richer people that would sort of smoke cigars on a regular basis. Well, until some of these very tiny sort of cigarette-sized ones became a bit more affordable. But really, I think it was more a sort of special occasion because, I know my father would, well, in fact, I did myself, like at Christmas, you'd have a sort of cigars at Christmas.
Yes.
And also what you're saying about after a meal, I mean, it was always a sort of tradition of, having a cigar... After you know, if you'd gone out to a function or something, then they'd, pass the cigars around, wouldn't they, really?
Yes. I think. I never go into a tobacconist, so I've no idea whether how many they sell and so on. But I do know of a wine and off licence in Boroughbridge where he's got a cabinet and it's air conditioned,
mm-hmm.
and inside he's got all his cigar stocks. And, I can remember we said one day, what's the most expensive cigar you've got there? £60. One cigar. Yeah. So it's very much a specialist area, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, that's it. It's a humidor, it's called, isn't it? The
humidor.
Humidor is
there. Well, there we are. Yes, right. Yeah. No idea. Thank you.
That's the cabinet. Yeah. And it is, presumably humidor means that they've got some water in it.
Yeah, so they don't dry up.
To dry out, yeah.